Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, All the Way to Heaven is Heaven.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, This saying is hard. Who can accept it? Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father. As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, Do you also want to leave? Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. They were right, those mumbling disciples. This saying is hard. I am the bread of life. The words I speak are spirit and life. Receiving this truth, being invited into its absorbing depth, is rather lovely in the quiet of a meditation in the early morning, or ensconced in melodic strains at Mass. Even as we hear it in our own reflective examen at the end of a long day. Then, there is a kind of nourishment from our bread of life, whose words are spirit and life. Those are not the times when this saying is hard. What is hard is believing into understanding I am God, the bread of life, earth, both and. How to get my head around heaven and earth, one at the same time. You are our bread of life. We become what we eat. There is no waiting for arriving at another place or another time. With you here at our side, keeping our bodies alive with the bread of yourself, with your words on our lips, capturing our minds and hearts, compelling us toward our best selves. Indeed, the reign of God is here. Where else can we go? Yet, there is the conundrum. How is here, earth, also heaven, when 75,000 Afghan troops and 71,000 Afghani civilians have died during 20 years of war? How is here, heaven, when over 20 years of war, more than 20,000 U.S. troops are wounded and more than 2,300 die. It is easier, dear God, much easier to believe you are in heaven and we are on earth. And someday, we might get to heaven and leave earth. How hard it is to accept that your words are spirit and life. How are devastating earthquakes, hurricanes, and wildfires heaven on earth? I am so sorry, but it feels we need words that are more than spirit or life. Oh, we do believe. Help our unbelief. A return to our former way of life, where we keep heaven and earth separate, where heaven is kept at bay, is tempting. But you invite us to begin to grasp earth itself is needed for the grain of wheat to die. Earth and heaven are not in opposition. Rather, they belong together in the bread of life. Then we awaken to understanding, not completely understanding by any means, but understanding in a glimpse what it means for God to insist on the name I am, the bread of life. We believe, not completely understanding, we believe you are here now. We do not have to wait for heaven. We are your body. And as such, we wrap the towel around our waist to touch the suffering feet of human and other than human. Where else can we go when you are right here, right now? No, Lord, as hard as this saying is, there is no returning to a former way. Heaven belongs to earth, and earth belongs to heaven. So that with St. Catherine of Siena, knowing you are at our side, we too know all the way to heaven is heaven.